Okay. All right. So we have a deck, and to my right is Dirk, who will be giving us the briefing today. So please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Dirk Krzyżanowski. I'm managing director and founder of .Berlin, the initiative for the Berlin top-level domain name. And I'm speaking here now on behalf of our GOTLD interest group we have so far. And I would like to thank Heather and the GAC members to invite us to speak to you and talk to you. And we much appreciate this opportunity to discuss some points with you. Some have been already addressed in the afternoon, and we would give some more briefing and input on the points in the following slides. Next slide, please. The slides are who we are, the concerns with the registry agreement, RPM requirements, and the formation of a geo-top-level domain constituency. Next slide, please. Who we are. Next slide. Yeah, oh, this is quite small, but it gives an overview over all the top-level domain applications we have seen in this round, and you see where are many from, but I think we're from all ICANN regions. We have geo top-level domain applications there, and I will go next slide in more details. So as the group of geo top-level domain names, we thought we should define geo top-level domain names a little bit closer so that everybody knows who we are, and we said geo top-level domain names are those who are geographic names like .London, .Paris, or .Berlin, some geographic identifiers or abbreviations like .Rio or .NYC, or geographic indications like .Ruhr or .Irish or .Catalonia and some others. And geo top-level domain names absolutely need to have documented support of their local or relevant governments and authorities. This is essential as well. And a third point which would make up a GOTLD is the purpose of the GOTLD is to indicate and identify domain names with a geographic origin. This is somehow important because there are some GOTLDs which recently became GOTLDs by the GOTLD panel. And our group consists at the moment of 50 applicants for GOTLDs out of 76 total geotop-level domain names. That's our group. Next slide, please. The concerns with the registry agreement. Next slide, please. Short slide, but I think this reflects the discussion in the afternoon. We think potentially most of us as geo top-level domain names think that the registry agreement really overrides the national legislation, especially in the privacy and data retention policies like the EU Article 29. And we see some potential problems facing us with the consistency of the UDRP and local dispute resolution policies, which several geo top-level domain names have. And I mean with local dispute resolution policies are not only those implemented by the national legislation, but implemented by the geo top-level domain itself. We have this already in some CCTLDs, these local dispute resolution systems. And we would be happy to discuss this with you, and we would like you to address this topic, especially at the GAC board, the ICANN board and the ICANN staff, so that we have a solution when we go into the contract negotiation phase and sign the contracts with ICANN. This is one. Next slide, please. The RPM discussion. It's a little bit complicated. Please, next slide. ICANN has said, oh, this is not very good to see, but ICANN has said There should be no registration phase prior to the trademark house clearinghouse phase. And these are the both models ICANN has. On the top, you have the trademark clearinghouse phase and the trademark clearing, the trademark claim service. Afterwards, the general availability comes. And if a geo top level domain name, a city or local government, wants to have its local phase, ICANN says you can have this limited registration phase in number 2 and 3 before it comes to general availability. And what does this mean for cities? We like to have an example on that. Please, next slide. Let's say that's a hypothetical example, but could fit. We have the city of Paris want to have a local governmental phase where the city of Paris registers metro.paris and police.paris. These names would be then go in this phase to the city of Paris. Then there would be the TMCH phase and the general availability. Everybody's happy, city has its names, and the other phases can run properly. But this is a proposal of Paris, and if we have on the next slide, please. If on the next slide, the proposal of ICANN says the TMCH phase should be first, and that would be mean that metro.paris would go to a big company like Metro AG, a very big concern, and let's say the police.paris would go to the very, very well-known police band, which you probably all know, and both names would be gone even before the local government phase would start. And there's probably no chance to avoid this. This is an example where our problems raise from. On the next slide, we have summarized these topics. It's first the prioritization phase, and we would like to have or ask for that governmental reserved names should trump the TMCH phase. So the government should have, the local government and probably national governments should have the ability to reserve their names or register them actually in before the trademark clearinghouse sunrise phase starts. And priority should be given to those registrants which have a nexus with a geo top-level domain name, let's say to Paris, to Berlin, to Barcelona, or to other cities. That's what we are asking for. And second is, at the moment, the RPM requirements say there can't be any names online before the trademark clearinghouse phase has been finished. And we think it's essential for the cities and regions that key partners in these geo top level domain names, and by this I mean, let's say, the city marketing or the zoo or some other public institutions, as well as well-known organizations in the city, should have the ability to launch their name before the trademark clearinghouse phase. This is essential for marketing the TLD. Imagine you want to launch your TLD with the trademark clearinghouse phase and you can't even do proper marketing with some good key partners projects which are already there and show the public what you can do with the TLD. And secondly, the launch phases could be different or should be different to eligible registrants. Okay, next. Slide, please. Yeah, and then we have the geo top level domain constituency. That's our third point we would like to address. Next slide, please. We are at the moment, here's the picture from the GNSO, and we are going to ask for a constituency within the registry stakeholder group. Next slide, please. And this group consists today of 22 GTLDs like .com, info, org, info, travel, jobs, Asia, CUT, and others, and the new TLD applicants interest group. And what we ask for, next slide, please, is to have, along with a brand constituency, which has been proposed by many brand GTLD applicants in Beijing, along with those guys who want to ask for a geotop level domain constituency, which represents our view, and the NTEC group should still exist as a group of interested parties. And on the last slide, we have a brief mission statement of the geotop level domain constituency. It should, as other constituencies, represent the interests of the geographic top-level domain names, promote cooperation, networking, and knowledge sharing among its members, stakeholders, and within ICANN, ensure that policies are consistent with geographic and local communities' vital interest, and should give guidance to future applicants for geographical top-level domains. These were the topics I'd like to address with you, and I would be happy if we, as I have two other members of our group with me from Paris and from Africa and Cape Town, Joburg and Durban, to discuss these points with you.
Many thanks for that presentation. So are there any questions that GAC members have about the concerns identified by the GEO applicants? So I see Paraguay and Portugal, please. Paraguay.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to know if we can have a copy of this presentation sometime. Thank you.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, Portugal, please.
Thank you. Well, I should talk in Portuguese because we have translation. But I don't know. Not. Or you can read. Or I can speak in English because it's late. So, I would like to thank you for this this presentation. That for me was the most important part of this afternoon. So thank you very much. I would like to better and understand why you set up this this constituency. What was the reason behind? So what did you make to see that you would need to be together? If it has something to do with the fact that ICANN is not really supporting your interests. Thank you.
Okay. The reasons why we are doing this, I think we are quite different from the rest of all new GTLD applicants due to our nature. We all have support from the relevant local and presumably also the national government in this case. And if you have seen, we have local topics which are really just are not affecting the rest of the world, but this local community that has applied for its name. And with the local community, there's always a local government. And this local government has certain interest to use its name and to have its name as good in the root as the CCTLDs. Let's say they have their particular interests as well. And I think the GeoTLDs are much closer to the CCTLDs, like to the GTLDs in a certain way, but potentially fit still in the registry stakeholder group because they have a contract with ICANN. Yeah.
Thank you. Netherlands, please.
Yes, thank you, Heather. And thank you, Dirk. I think it's very, let's say, we can applaud this new constituency because I think many of your GET applicants or GEO applicants in the GEO group were one of the first movers, let's say, in the GTLD process. I think you also from Dot Berlin, I recall that you had many years of moving things around, or trying to push things in the good direction in ICANN, and I think it certainly helped the process. One thing I would like to expand maybe more on your side is this, let's say, registry agreement problems, which I have heard from two of my applicants from our country, which is .police and .amsterdam. I'm a little searching about what this problem means for you in practice. You mentioned data retention and privacy as being a potential problem in the RA agreement. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it has a absolutely practical compound. When it comes to who is, the ICANN contract asks us to publish all the who is data, including fax, telephone, and email address. And this is not in line or in conflict with legislation in the European Union or in Germany or in Netherlands in the member states. There they have all different systems, but no one has, I think, the full ICANN all the details published for the registrant. I think some CCTLDs might even have near to close who is system, and that could bring us to the first, when we start, to the first lawsuit immediately when we start by publishing all these data. That is, I think, not what we want, to be dragged into lawsuits the day after we have signed or brought the first who is entry online.
Thank you. Do you have in mind a particular solution to that issue in terms of the registry agreements? We covered, I think, a similar issue when we talked about the registrar accreditation agreement earlier, because we have had to acknowledge that there are conflicts that can arise with national legislation, and it's not a new issue as such. So if you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, but it's still an issue which is very important, and the first geo top-level domain names are going on, could go potentially online in a couple of, let's say, 2 or 3 months from now onwards. And we would like you as a GAC to address this topic, and we will also discuss this with ICANN, but we want to have a solution where we can live with in our particular situation, and with a national and national legislation or EU or other legislation which is there.
Okay, thank you. So I don't see any further requests. Well, Switzerland perhaps, and then Italy. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be brief. Just to support what the Netherlands and others have said, we think this is a useful thing, and I will not recall, like I did not recall in the brand registry meeting, that we had the idea of categories some years ago, and it obviously makes sense because they are very different. Just one point about the sunrise phase and the need for local constituencies or local specific needs that should reasonably come before the sunrise. I think this is a key point that is very important for many of the GOTLDs, and I want to support this issue that a solution should be found, and that ICANN should be flexible in finding a solution that makes sense for GOTLDs. Thank you.
Thank you. Switzerland, Italy, please.
Yeah. So you say that 50 of the 76 geo names are associated with the new constituency. My question is, first of all, do you have any information about the withdrawal of some of them? I'm asking this because Dr. Roma is one of these 76, and I can assure that they never, the top-level domain limited, received a support from the city of Rome. And I'm surprised that the name is still there and they didn't renounce or withdraw the application. In any case, I would like to know if you contacted all the 76 just to share the problems with your organization.
Yes, we have contacted all GEO top-level domain applicants to join our group, and we have at the moment 92 persons on our mailing list, which is running since I think the meeting in Toronto, so for a pretty long time. And we have been organized and held meetings in between. The last meeting was hosted by the City of London in London 2 weeks ago with over 40 participants from all over the world. So we have good contact and inform them also about constituency formation request and all these things which come up with a GEO top-level domain name. So we try to have a fair and transparent and very open process in this matter. Regarding to some of the GEO top-level domain names which might have no support letter at the moment, I'm not the right person to talk to. They are still in the list of applicants and they are not withdrawn, so I can't say anything else as reflecting on this list which is published by ICANN.
Thank you. Okay, so at this point, I would just note, Germany, did you have comments, please?
Yes, thank you. It is a simple question to Turk in this respect. I just wanted to know how you make sure on this protection of city-specific names. You wanted to establish a list on this. How you want to make sure that you avoid some legal challenges imposed by trademark infringements, because on the other hand you have trademarks that you probably may infringe and that maybe also have legal consequences, and in this respect it will be the registry who now takes over the responsibility for developing a list that contains maybe also trademarks from other regions and jurisdictions.
I think lawsuits in this matter can't be avoided, and these examples here come from the real world. The metro company, the big German one, they sued the Paris Metro on the metro.com or help me. Yeah, metro.com and metro.fr and other names, and such lawsuits or legal things can't be avoided. This will happen, but I think we have a very clear legislation in the countries how to work with these names. And I think when a city asks for metro.paris or police.paris, I don't see any company or other party getting into this name or getting this name. Yeah.
Your colleague from the GOTLDs would like to speak.
Thank you. I'm Neil Dundas from the .dot Africa applicant as well as three South African cities. I think just to answer that specific question, the trademark holders have always got alternate dispute resolution. There are mechanisms designed to address trademark issues post-delegation. So if there is a domain that is allocated to a local government authority, such as Metro, and the person that holds the trademark for Metro believes that their trademark rights have been infringed, they can always use the UDRP or some process like that where they would have to prove that the name is abusive, essentially. and that would be very difficult to do against a legitimate use such as Metro for the city of Paris. So there are, I think there are catch nets for the protection of trademark rights post the sunrise process. But from our perspective, if you're looking at a localized instance, the development of reserve name lists, not only for our cities but for our continent, is a very time-intense and very lengthy process. We're going to have to approach many, many governments in Africa. We're going to have to coordinate those efforts. We're going to have to filter down, build up this list. It might be quite an extensive list ultimately, and I'm sure the same would apply for some of the city names. But I think what we're asking for is that we sensitize ICANN to be flexible when we approach them on these issues, because at the moment the issues are still in a gray area. We cannot go ahead and invest all our time and resources on developing these lists to only find out in the next few months that that the sunrise process, the trademark clearinghouse process, trumps them. So we need to start sensitizing ICANN to the fact that GOs are developing these lists, and that these lists have the support of local governments and authorities, and that they should be given due respect and due regard when they are published, and certainly should have priority above trademark rights. And, of course, there's an element of reasonableness. The GOTL applicants will employ reasonable measures to ensure that the lists are within reasonable bounds. From our perspective, just a last point is on the rights protection mechanisms. For a continent like Africa, which is a developing region of the world, concepts such as the trademark clearinghouse are exceptionally difficult processes to create awareness and educate the local businesses and trademark holders on. So we would like to see applicants have the flexibility to introduce their own localized systems to address trademark validations and verifications, so that local participants can more effectively participate in a sunrise process. This is an effective request we want to direct at ICANN, to say the trademark clearinghouse is fantastic for general protection across all GTLDs, but if we really want to promote and make our GOTLDs successful, allow the applicants some flexibility to implement their own processes with the trademark clearinghouse as the fallback position. But let us do something that we know can cater for the local communities we are trying to serve. And I think that's another issue we need to sensitize ICANN on, is that when it comes time to negotiating these agreements, we're going to want them to see that flexibility is needed when they approach the GOTLDs. We have local stakeholders such as governments involved, and there's a lot of thought and deliberation that has gone into these processes, and ICANN must respect that and not simply push us to the back of the queue and then negotiate the agreements with us. Thank you.
Thank you. So two final speakers, Netherlands and Norway, and then we need to conclude.
Yes, thank you, Heather. This last remark is, I think, very essential, what you made. And it proves for me that although there is an advantage of having a one-size-fits-all. In this case, I think one-size-fits-all doesn't do justice to all the different kind of applications. And I would also even make one extra example. I think your examples are very valid. For example, we have a national police applied for Politie, dot Politie. It would be, to be honest, very ridiculous to them to have a clearinghouse mechanism to have commercial entities reserve names under Politie. So it completely doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, I think ICANN should really have, as you said, the flexibility to have certain applications, and I think the geo group is a very specific category, to have an exemption to these rules, an adapted clearinghouse mechanism. Thank you.
Thank you. Norway, please.
Thank you. This is just more of out of curiosity. Do you have any knowledge on relevant government's involvement in the running of the GOTLDs? Do you have, on your member list, Have you got many high demands from governments, or are most of the members just got an approval, a letter of approval, without any terms and conditions? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Fabien Betremieux. I'm working for the Dot Paris project. As an example, the city of Paris is itself the applicant. So it has applied itself as the city of Paris, the city government, for the TLD. And as far as running the TLD, it will be very closely involved in policy definition. And so, for instance, the TLD's launch policy has been designed with the City of Paris, and it's today put into question by those rules that ICANN has published. But to answer your question more generally, I think there is a balance of those situations within the GeoTLD community. There are those applications where the local government is involved. For instance, in France, out of the 5 GeoTLDs, we have 3 of them that are the actual local government, and 2 others, that are actually just, sorry, it's 1 of the 4 that is a non-for-profit which has support from the relevant authority. And so in our group, we have a balance. We could get back to you with numbers to be precise, but we do have relevant government involved directly in applying and in running the TLDs. And for instance, to come back to the example of the City of Paris, it will be the one, it's envisioning to be the one signing the contract with ICANN.
And we have a roster of our group where it's where we can put on if it's a local government who's the applicant, or a private entity, or association, or something like this. We can provide you with this list certainly. But it's like it's a colorful mix, like the CCTLDs are, with every kind of legal entity running a TLD. It's the same with the geo top level domain names.
Okay, thank you. So I would note that we have the issue of registry agreements, NGOs, on our discussion agenda in the GAC. So we will be coming back to this issue, and I wonder whether it would be useful for us to ask for some sort of briefing about the registry agreements and in particular these issues from staff, if we can manage to schedule it. To further inform the GAC returning to this topic. So thank you for coming to present to us today. And we, as I say, will be looking at this further at our meetings here. So for the GAC, we will conclude here and reconvene at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So have a good evening, everyone. Thank you.